Om Shanti. In the series of Power of Thought, today is episode number 41. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1999. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1999. Bab Dada also told you earlier that the main treasure, the main treasures of Brahmin life are your thoughts and time. Your breath too is very valuable. Not even one breath should be common. Not a breath should be wasted. On the path of bhakti, people say, remember your special beloved deity in every breath you take. Your breath should not go to waste. There are the treasures of knowledge and powers. But are you using these three, time, thought and breath, main treasures in a worthwhile way and according to the directions you have been given? You are not wasting any one of them, are you? If you are wasting them, you cannot accumulate anything. Your saving account has to be built now at the confluence age. If you want to claim an elevated status in the golden and silver ages, or even if you want to claim a status of being worth to be worshipped in the copper and iron age, you have to build up your account for both at this time. You should accordingly consider how invaluable your time and thoughts of your short life of this confluence age are. Don't be careless about this. Your days should not be spent ordinarily, just as you feel like. That would not just be a day gone by, but a day in which you would have lost a great deal. Whenever you have any unnecessary thought, or whenever you waste your time, don't just consider that to be 5 minutes wasted, but you must save those minutes. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 99. Baba is talking about treasures. And what are those two important treasures of Brahmin life? One is thought and second is time. You should not waste these two important treasures. Because if you waste your time now, in yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba has given one warning regarding wastage of time. If you are indulging in gossips, if you are indulging in worthless talks, if you are indulging in those talks which are not directly connected to Jnana and Yoga, it means you are wasting your time. You will incur great losses. So one is time and second is thought. We waste our thinking, we waste our thoughts in lot of negativity, in thoughts of inferiority complex, in thoughts of self-neglect, in thoughts of superiority complex, in thoughts of self-blame, in thoughts of blaming others, in thoughts of criticizing others, in thoughts of opposing others, in thoughts of taking revenge, in thoughts of blaming, accusing, putting all the blame at somebody's door. These are some of the things which we keep on doing consciously, unconsciously, wittingly, unwittingly, knowingly, unknowingly. And we need to check this. So there are two things. One is wasting thought and second is wasting time. So what we should do in order to save thought? That is the question. Arvind Bhai. What we should do to save thoughts? What are the ways? What are the means? What are the methods? What is the methodology? Try to create counter thoughts, positive thoughts. Suppose there is a deep wave of contempt, deep wave of hatred, sudden arousal of wave of revenge, anger. Immediately we have to raise another wave of love. This is the technique they say in anger management. If suppose you are very angry, you have flown into a rage, you are simmering with anger, that time close your eyes and try to remember a flower, a blooming flower. Try to remember a smiling child. For some time, any child, that child might be related to you, might not be related to you. Try to recall some beautific scenery. Try to imagine, visualize those beautiful moments of your life where you had ecstasy, where you were happy beyond words. Those happiest moments of life when there is a sudden wave of anger, seething with anger, burning with rage, hatred, jealousy, or such related vices. So, first is counter thoughts. If there is a negativity, raise positivity. But more often than not, you will find that raising positive thoughts when you are beset with negativity appears difficult. But then you need a lot of practice. You need a stock of positive thoughts with you, a reservoir of positive thoughts should be with you, and you have to cull those thoughts, extract those thoughts from Murli's. Some thoughts, some mahavakyas, some sayings that will work as an injection in emergency situations. Tablets, oral, syrup are not going to work. You have to give IV in the face of emergencies. So you should have powerful IV injections with you. So positivity, counter thoughts. Third, how to save thoughts. If there are a lot of waste thoughts about somebody, what you do? Bring out thoughts of Swaman, self-respect. Because all waste thoughts, if you look at their category, they are very inferior, very base, very low level thoughts they are. They lack that feeling of unlimited. They are occurring at a very low level. And that's why we need to have thoughts of Swaman, thoughts of self-respect. One self-respect has the power to destroy the darkness of 1,000 negative thoughts, 1,000 wasteful thoughts. Just one Swaman, but that Swaman, that self-respect, how deeply, with what fervor, with what enthusiasm, with what depth, with what intensity that should penetrate into your subconscious mind. That should penetrate into the gray matter and the cortex of your brain. So, practice of self-respect. Third. Fourth. Points of drama. Okay. Then. What realization? See, anger is said to be a state of madness. There are two types of madness. One is permanent, somebody who is mad. Second is transient madness. Anger is a state of insanity, of transient, temporary madness. Because suppose you are angry, and suppose we take your video, and if you show that video to you during Amrit Vela, you will be amazed, aghast to see that this is me. I am not this, you will say. This is not me. This is somebody else. Who is this man? So, when anger comes, some other spirit takes over. And you are not that person. You are a pseudo person. That's not real you. So, a deep realization that this is not me. A deep realization that this wasteful thought or this wasteful action or these wasteful words, they harm me, they damage me. Self-sabotaging, all of these. So, realization. Okay. Then, how to save thoughts? Yeah. Every person have their own role, so I need to understand this drama in a broader perspective. So probably when I see things with my tubular vision, with my narrow-mindedness, I see things differently. But the moment I rise up, the moment I have a bird-eye view, everything changes. I was thinking this person is like this, this person is like this. But probably I am not seeing the other side of the story. I am only seeing the flip side of the matter. But there is silver lining that I am probably missing. So seeing everything, all the actors, as they are. So that will help you rise. See, the whole purpose, Baba is working at the level of thoughts. Because thoughts are the seed. As the seed, so will be the tree. So we need to work only at the level of thoughts. What sort of thoughts I have? What are the qualities of those thoughts? What quality it has got? Is it the thought of envy, jealousy, pride, ego? What it is? Are there traces of lust? Are there traces of body consciousness? Is it irritation? What it is? What exactly it is? See, we need to understand and segregate what is Srimat, what is Manmat and what is Paramat. These three things. The moment, the day we become successful in understanding these three things, we have gone far ahead in spirituality. Because right now, we are thinking that this is Srimad, but in fact that is not. And that's why we are faced with failure. Such a debacle doesn't happen on its own. This is because of our mixing Srimad with Manmat. Okay, what else? What you will do? So strong thoughts. So you need to raise strong thoughts and you have to make your Amrit Vela meditation very strong. Because that is the basis of your entire day. If you have a very strong Amrit Vela, where there is not a trace of sleep, or laziness, or carelessness, or not a trace of ordinary stage, and you are very powerful, you feel as if you are charged, that time, chances of having negative thoughts, chances of having ordinary and wasteful thoughts are very less. When you have very strong and very powerful, very positive, and the Amrit Vela that gives you a feeling of enlightenment, Amrit Vela that fills you with power, you feel empowered, you feel a very strong connection with God, and all your hold over the temporary and the worldly matters get loosened. So, a very strong connection, a very strong Amrit Vela, a strong stage of bodilessness, all of this, if it occurring at Amrit Vela, then whole day you will have very powerful thoughts. Then what else? Wrote down and keep on revising them, okay? Quality of food, what food we are eating, not just through mouth, but what we are seeing, what we are hearing, what we are touching, everything. Food implies everything. All the foods. If I am hearing wasteful things, if I am seeing wasteful things, if I am seeing wasteful, negative, sensual, all these will enter. I am drinking that sensuality through my eyes. I am eating those three, I am drinking those things through my ears. Eyes and ears. These are the two important things. We eat through them, we drink through them. What we eat and what we drink is very important. What else? Self-talk. Self-talk, solitude, introspection, retrospection, self-analysis, self-accounting. See oneself. We have seen enough of this world. Now it's the time to turn back. Now it's the time to look into within, to look within. Now it's the time to introspect and retrospect what I have achieved. This is the point, this is the day, this is the time I came in Gyan and here I am now. In this period of 10 years, 20 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever. What was my stage then? What is my state now? What were my experience then? What is my experience now? What I have experienced? How much spiritual progress I have made? How is my graph? If this is the graph, how it is going? Is it going up, up, up all the time? Or it has reached a plateau? From last few years I am there only. Same Amrit Vela, no experience, no enjoyment of Gyan. Or is it going up? See, I was just thinking, and I was thinking, next Sunday's Murli is on a different Kala. I was thinking there are, we are going to take a separate class on this. There are different sort of kalas or arts of Brahmin life, in Brahmin life. Two everybody knows. One is a stage of stopping. You are not going ahead. You are stopped at one place. Second is walking. Stage of walking. You are walking. Other is stage of running. You start running in Purusharth, in efforts. Then stage of climbing. This is okay till then. Now there is a stage of descending or falling down. That also happens. Stage of falling down. And sixth is stage of wandering here and there. And last, seventh is stage of flying. So there are total seven stages a Brahmin goes through. Stage of walking. First of all, we start with walking. He comes in Gyan, he starts walking. Then he gets a good group or good Purusharthis. Then he starts running. And after running, he feels more and more enthusiastic, more and more vigorous. And then he starts climbing. After climbing, then something happens. Some circumstance, some event, some past strikes back. And he comes down. That is falling in Brahmin life. And then sometimes there is wandering, running from pillar to post, seeking this person, that person, trying to understand. You have so many problems in life, you are in search of somebody who will solve your problems. You want to pose your questions. And there is no end to any one of those questions. Because if you get one answer, that answer itself gives rise to 10 new questions. So there is no end to this question-answer series. But you keep on searching, 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 searching. One is this, second, you have so many difficulties, problems and circumstances, and there is no end to them. You keep on thinking about them, you keep on churning and mulling over them all the time and reaching no conclusion. So this is a stage of wandering. And the last stage is flying. That is what stage Baba wants us to be in. But somehow we are escaping from that stage. Somehow we are falling down from that. Somehow we are just stepping away or taking ourselves away. Yeah? Does that happen with every soul? This is a very pertinent question. Everybody can ask oneself. Look within and ask. I will say yes. If not, in a very gross manner, it can happen at the level of thoughts. It can happen at the level of emotions. It can happen at the level of feelings. In the Brahmin life, somebody feels you need somebody's support. You want somebody's emotional support. Sometimes financial support. Sometimes social support. And if that is not given, if expectations are not fulfilled, then you become despondent. You become sorrowful. You go in despair. Sometimes depression. And never coming out of it. Everything can happen. So you have to remain alert. And you have to keep yourself all the time in that flying stage. Always in that flying stage. Going up and up and up and up and up. Flying above all the time. The moment you think of coming down, you just come down so fast. So, out of these seven stages of Brahmin life, seven arts of Brahmin life, you have to stay in flying. If not flying, at least climbing. If not climbing, at least running. If not running, at least walking. That much only. No stopping. No going back. No wandering. Three are positive, four are positive and three are negative. So we don't want those. If this is the graph, this is the zero line, they all are below zero. You have to walk, run, climb or fly. Only four things are allowed. This is going down and wandering or stopping. We don't want stopping. There is no stoppage here. Rise, awake and stop not till the goal is achieved. Uttishta jagrata praptevaranibodhata. You don't have to stop unless and until your goal is achieved. You don't have to stop unless and until you reach that stage of ultimate spiritual enlightenment. And that has not happened. And there should be divine discontent regarding this. You should be deeply and persistently dissatisfied within. a deep discontent, a deep sense of dissatisfaction. That why I am not progressing? Let me progress, let me go ahead. There is so much to attain and more and more. There should be such spiritual gluttony. Be a spiritual glutton. Glutton, you know? Glutton is a person who keeps on eating all the time and is never satisfied. And his stomach is never full. That person is known as glutton. It's a negative word. But I am adding spiritual gluttony. Spiritual gluttony is divine hunger. Divine thirst. Thirst for the deepest of all the experiences. Thirst for the quest and thirst for deep connections with God. So such divine thirst, such spiritual gluttony, such spiritual quest, such sense of divine hunger should arise. Hunger to eat up everything. All that is there in the domain, in the world of spirituality. Such a stage of mind is needed. So we were discussing about making thoughts powerful. So do all of these things. Churn more. Find out more answers. All the answers will come from within. All the answers will come from subconscious mind, not from outside. They are not going to come from anywhere. All answers are within us. All are our problems, so answers will also come from within. They are not going to come from outside. So, today's homework is how to make thoughts powerful, how to save thoughts, and another is how to save time. When the thoughts are saved, automatically the result, the repercussion of that would be on the time. Your time would be saved. Om Shanti.